Organizational Renaissance, From Silos to Wholeness. In the realm of management theory, the concept of siloization has long been recognized as a persistent challenge within organizations. Siloization refers to the tendency of different departments or verticals to operate in isolation, each functioning as a distinct entity within the larger corporate framework. These silos are characterized by their specific functions, expertise, and objectives. In contrast, holoization, a concept inspired by Arthur Koestler's work, represents a paradigm shift in management theory. Holoization envisions a more flexible and interconnected system within organizations, where traditional silos evolve into a dynamic network of interlinked teams, referred to as a constellation of teams. Each team retains its individuality while contributing to the collective mission and goals of the whole. The fundamental differences between siloization and holoization in the context of management theory can be summarized as follows. Siloization. Siloization refers to a phenomenon where different departments or teams operate in isolation. This isolation can be due to structural reasons, cultural factors, or both. Here's a deeper dive into the concept. Characteristics, consequences, combating. Characteristics of siloization. Lack of communication. Departments or teams don't regularly share information or collaborate. As a result, one group might be unaware of what another team is doing, leading to duplication of effort or missed opportunities. Reduced efficiency. When departments operate as isolated units, there's often lack of shared resources and knowledge. This can lead to redundancy and inefficiencies as each department may independently solve problems already addressed elsewhere. Cultural barriers. Each department or team can develop its culture, priorities, and goals. These can sometimes conflict with those of other departments or the broader organization. Inconsistent goals. Without regular communication and collaboration, different teams might pursue misaligned or contradictory objectives to the organization's overall goals. Consequences of siloization. Reduced innovation. When there's limited cross-departmental collaboration, the organization might miss out on innovative ideas from diverse teams working together. Decreased customer satisfaction. If customer-facing teams, like sales and support, aren't in sync, it can lead to inconsistent customer experiences. Operational inefficiencies. Silos can lead to duplicated efforts, missed opportunities for resource sharing, and lack of standardization. Combating siloization. Cross-functional teams. Encouraging teams from different departments to work on projects can break down silos and foster collaboration. Unified goals. Setting overarching organizational objectives can ensure all departments align their efforts in the same direction. Open communication. Regular interdepartmental meetings and open communication channels can prevent the formation of silos. Leadership initiatives. Leaders play a crucial role in preventing siloization by promoting a collaborative culture and ensuring structural mechanisms are in place to facilitate interdepartmental cooperation. In summary, while silos can sometimes help teams focus on specific objectives, unchecked siloization can hinder an organization's growth, efficiency, and ability to innovate. Leaders must recognize and address silo tendencies to ensure a cohesive and harmonious organizational operation. Introducing wholeness. A wholeness is a concept introduced by Arthur Koestler in his 1967 book, The Ghost in the Machine. It refers to something simultaneously a whole and part of a larger system. In other words, a wholeness exists as an independent, self-reliant unit that can integrate and function as part of a more significant composite. Characteristics contextual combined. Characteristics of wholeness. Dual nature. Wholeness exhibit a dual nature where they can be autonomous entities while at the same time subunits of a more extensive system. Self-regulation. Each wholeness can maintain its internal stability and coherence. Cooperative integration. Wholeness can integrate with other wholeness to form more complex structures or systems without losing their distinct identity. Holoization in an organizational context. When applied to organizational structures, holoization would represent a shift from traditional top-down hierarchies, siloization, to a more fluid and adaptive system where each unit or team, wholeness, can operate independently and collaboratively as part of the larger organization. Concentric organizational model and holoization. In a concentric organizational model informed by holoization, distributed authority. Authority and decision-making powers are distributed across various holons, ensuring that decisions are made closest to the point of impact or where the most pertinent knowledge resides. Adaptive and resilient. Given that each holon maintains its coherence, the organization becomes more adaptive to changes and resilient against external shocks. If one holon faces challenges, the broader system can still function effectively. Collaborative networks. Unlike rigid departmental boundaries, holons form collaborative networks based on project needs, expertise, or other dynamic factors. Consent-driven coordination. In the concentric model, the coordination between holons is based on consent. Holons collaborate and reach decisions not necessarily based on consensus, everyone agreeing, but on consent, no one objecting. This approach can facilitate quicker decision-making while ensuring that the decisions taken are in the best interest of the broader system. Organic growth. As new challenges or opportunities arise, the organization can form new holons or adapt existing ones, ensuring that the structure always aligns with the current needs and goals. Holistic view. This model ensures a holistic view of the organization's operations. Each holon understands its role in the larger system, fostering a sense of purpose and direction. In summary, holoization offers an alternative to traditional organizational structures by emphasizing adaptability, distributed authority, and collaboration. The concentric model, infused with the principles of holons, can lead to organizations that are more agile, resilient, and capable of navigating the complexities of the modern business environment. A transformation in organizational dynamics, from silos to holons. The transition from siloization to holoization within the context of the concentric organizational model represents a significant shift in how companies approach to structure, collaboration, and decision-making. Here's a condensed capture of that transition. The age of verticals, the bridge adaptive networks, the new paradigm 1. Siloization. The age of verticals. Isolation. Traditional organizations built around silos often work in isolation. Each department or unit has its distinct set of goals, resources, and priorities. Limited collaboration. Interaction between silos is minimal, often leading to duplicated efforts, inefficiencies, and occasional conflicts. Top-down decision-making. In siloed organizations, decisions are often made at the top and passed down, sometimes lacking the nuanced understanding of ground realities. Restricted flow of information. Information tends to stay within silos, leading to a lack of holistic understanding and potentially hindering innovation. 2. Introducing holons, the bridge to holoization, dual nature. Holons serve as a bridge in this transformation, emphasizing autonomy and collaborative integration. Flexibility. While holons maintain their internal coherence, they can flexibly align with other holons based on project needs or organizational objectives. Shared purpose. Though each holon operates semi-autonomously, they share an overarching purpose that aligns them with the broader organizational mission. 3. Holoization. The age of adaptive networks, distributed authority. In a holoized organization, authority and decision-making powers are spread across holons, ensuring a more democratic and informed decision-making process. Organic collaboration. Collaboration is natural and dynamic, based on real-time needs rather than rigid departmental boundaries. Holistic insights. With the free flow of information between holons, there's a holistic understanding of the organization, leading to more informed decisions. Consent-driven coordination. In the concentric model, coordination is based on consent, ensuring quicker, inclusive decision-making. 4. Concentric organizational model, the new paradigm. Value at the core. The model places value creation and delivery at its center, around which the holons, units or teams, are organized. Harmony and unity. The concentric circles of holons ensure that each unit collaborates and consents to drive the organization's mission forward, promoting unity. Adaptive structure. As organizational needs change, new holons can form, or existing ones can adapt, ensuring the structure is continuously optimized for current challenges and opportunities. In this transformative journey, organizations evolve from isolated silos to an adaptive, interconnected network of wholelands championed by the concentric organizational model. This shift allows them to be more agile, resilient, and aligned with their core values and objectives in an ever-changing business landscape. Author Edwin Corver. Edwin Corver is a polymath celebrated for his mastery of systems thinking and integral philosophy, particularly in intricate business transformations. His company, Cross Silo, embodies his unwavering belief in the interdependence of stakeholders and the pivotal role of value creation in fostering growth, complemented by the power of storytelling to convey that value. Edwin pioneered the round map, an all-encompassing business framework. He envisions a future where business harmonizes profit with compassion, common sense, and equitability, a vision he explores further in his forthcoming book, Leading from the Whole. View all posts.